Henry Shefflin, obviously you're looking forward to the Leinster Championship at this stage.
Yeah, very much looking forward to it, Niall. Yeah, so it's been you know, 4 or 5 weeks since the end of the league, so obviously it's a very exciting time of the year that you're preparing for championship, and training has been going very well, and yeah, looking forward to getting going and getting into games now again.
Loads of games. There's 5 games now in the Leinster Championship for all the teams. 3 spots up for grabs, so it's highly competitive.
Yeah, and I think obviously there's a lot made of the Munster Championship, and rightly so, but I do feel the last couple of years it's gone down, and the last 2 years I've been involved, it's gone down to the final day on the Leinster Championship as well, so I expect it to be no different this year, and you know, anything can happen, and that's the way we very much approach it. But look, our objectives probably for me hasn't changed, as you outlined. Objective one is to be make sure we're in the top three, and then objective two is to be in the top two, and that's what we want to strive to achieve, as we set out in the start of this campaign.
The games are kind of divided into two, really. The first three, and then there's a break to the last two. You'll know a lot as to where you're standing after those first 3 games.
Yeah, and we have a difficult start, to be honest, with phase one, probably the most difficult of all the Leinster teams, in the sense of we've Carlow at home, and then we've Kilkenny the following week, and 6 days later we've to travel down to Wexford Park. So yeah, but look, you know, that's players are very much crying out for games. We've had a nice period where we haven't had games, and we've been preparing very well. So, and there's a reason why we talk, and we've spoken about it over the last couple of years, and especially this year as well, about having the depth in your squad. And that's been one of the most positive things for me, truthfully, this year, Niall, is that I definitely feel the development of the younger players has really come to the fore this year. Year three for me, you know, I can really see it in some of those younger players, and some of those players that have been around for 2 and 3 years. They've really added something to the squad this year, and they're really contributing. And mix that then with some of the players that have been around a number of years, I think if we can get that mixture and blend right, we'll get loads of energy from it. But that's been one of the most pleasing things for me, is that development of those younger players. And sorry, the other thing for me then has been the team. And I know, you know, I think the group itself and the bond and the connection between the group has become stronger as we've gone on, and it's taken a bit of time, truthfully, but I think the more they're around each other and the more some of those players feel they're contributing, the more comfortable they feel in the group. And I just think that connection between the players is very strong, and I feel the group is in a very good place, which is great, and that's what you want, because then if they're in a good place, they come into training, they're looking forward to it, and they want to really go out and perform then, and that's what we're hoping that we'll see them doing.
You mentioned the group dynamic of the players. You spent a week together, or 4 or 5 days together in Portugal a couple of weeks ago. No doubt, obviously, very much centred on the championship and getting things right for this championship.
Yeah, it was, and I suppose there was two aspects. It was that time together, that group dynamic, that we could get a lot done and spend a lot of time to each other. So we trained very hard out there, but we trained on a good pitch. You know, the surface of the field was very good. The weather wasn't brilliant. It wasn't much different to here, but it was just a great time to be in each other's company. And we had that kind of R&R time where you could be going around and you see some of the lads and just have a chat generally and stuff like that. So we fitted a lot into the week, and I must say the players applied themselves very well. And I must say the backroom team, the support staff that's involved in the inter-county setup now, really put in big shifts as well. So we had a great week away, and it worked very well. But I said from that then you want to build on it. Mm-hmm. And I must say training since then has been positive, and that's really what we want to focus on. The way we're approaching this is it's session by session now. And we came back after camp, and we came back Good Friday. We didn't train until the following Wednesday, but we knew that Wednesday night, arriving into Attenry here for our first night back in Attenry, we wanted a good session, and the session was very good, and it's been good every night since. So that then means that the players can be confident that if the sessions have been very good and training have been very good, well, let's bring it now to championship and bring it to the game, and that's what we're hoping will happen.
I know you were a bit disappointed when I was talking to you last about the league, yeah, not to beat Limerick in that game, but in hindsight, 5 games, you won 3, drew 1, lost 1. In that sense, it wasn't a bad league results wise, but I'm sure you would have liked to get over the line in that Limerick game, obviously.
The initial reaction was that sense of disappointment, and I'm still disappointed, because our objective was to make the league semi-final. We made that very clear, and that's what we wanted to achieve, so we didn't hit that target. However, However, as you said, I felt the performance were good. I prefer when you look back at the Limerick game, our efficiency let us down. We didn't convert the chances. However, I did like the way we attacked the game. And it wasn't like it was Limerick and we attacked the game. It was the way we went about it. I thought we were playing on the front foot. We were imposing our game onto the opposition. And I felt that was the case in the Dublin game the week before and the Limerick game. So for that reason, you're happy with the performances. Yes, we've things to work on, absolutely. And there's loads of learning, especially when Limerick went down to 14 men. Loads of learning from that. But I did like the way we approach both games, and I like the way the group and the squad went about both games. So yeah, so that was good, and it did give us a little bit of a rest week before we went to camp, and we could really get the benefit out of camp then. So yeah, so in hindsight the league was probably a little bit better, but obviously, as I said, a sense of disappointment that we didn't get to the main objective of reaching the league semi-final. However, it is positive, and it's allowed us to prepare right for the championship as well.
And that championship starts with a game against Carlow. I know a number of years ago when they last came to Galway, they really put it up to Galway, and kind of in one sense it was the result that knocked Galway in many ways out of the championship in 2019. So the more experienced players will know particularly the challenge they face in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, and again, Niall, I just think if training is going the way I'm describing, which it is, and then there's no reason why you don't go out and impose your game on it and really attack it and play on the front foot. And that's what we want to do. I know the opposition. I know some of the players individually, and from watching them playing club championship, brilliant individual players. They're a tight-knit group because they have a tight number of clubs. And obviously, I know the management involved as well, and top lads they are. So for those reasons, it's enough to let you know. And as you said, reverting back to 2019, it is the first day out for us, but it's an important day out for ourselves, and we really want to approach it in a way that we transfer what we're doing in the training pitch to the performance. And again, with three home games, home venues do matter, and we have to make that count as well.
Your second home game then follows against Kilkenny, but then 6 days later you go to Wexford, so it is a tough start, as you've alluded to already, and to get points on the board quickly would be important.
Yeah, very much so, and that's the objective is to get those points and performances as well that will give you confidence as you head into the other rounds. And as well as that, I think that's why it's important what I've alluded to earlier on as well, is just the depth in their squad will be important because it's going to be a taxing 13 days. So from that perspective, but look, that's what we're preparing for. We're well used to it, and we are looking forward to it.
The depth of the squads, there was a few injuries during the league. I know Declan McLaughlin back at this stage, I think.
Yes.
Kevin Cooney still out for another while.
Yeah, Kevin is the long-term injury, and we won't see him for, you know, a good number of weeks yet, and hopefully we will see him later in the summer. But I the Cooneys now better than myself. They're a tough family, so he's working extremely hard to get himself back, and is starting to move again and starting to do little bits with herself, which is great to see because he's working extremely hard behind the scenes. Otherwise, we have a few knocks and bruises, a couple of things that maybe might be 10 days kind of thing, so nothing major. Will it cause one or two players to be out for the first round? Maybe so, but at this early stage I don't know yet, but nothing major, and as I said, everyone is back and is training extremely hard.
I know Johnny Glynn was in Portugal, which I believe he's coming home for a good block of the summer as well. It's obviously he's very much part of the plans now.
Very much part, and for all your listeners that have seen him playing these club championships, that's how we kind of looked at him and said, geez, he's performed very well. And, for the couple of blocks he's been in with ourselves and in camp, he's performed very well, Niall. So for that reason, and what we saw in the club, what we've seen in camp and in the training sessions we have, and as well as what he's contributing to the group, it's been extremely positive. So I'm delighted to say that he's willing to, put a big effort into to come back and play for Galway next year, and his wife and family are very supportive of that and his job over in New York. So he will be coming home and joining the squad, and we're delighted to have him on board.
It's a tough championship, Henry, in the sense that I think you have 5 games in 6 weeks. It's the condensed nature of it. It lends, obviously, as you said, to a bigger squad as well. And if a guy gets injured, it's you could be out for a whole portion of the season, couldn't you?
Yeah, it could quickly go on you, so it is. But look, the players want more games. I think it's very condensed. It's very intense in nature. But look, I think it's what we've signed up to and what we look forward to. And, you know, I speak about the panel and the depth a lot, and it does test it, and that's the way we have to go about it. And you're hoping you get a little bit of luck for the players involved, because I know they're working extremely hard to do everything right. And, you know, the importance now of recovery, you know, which probably wasn't too much in my day, but, like, it's so important now that players recover properly and are ready to go again for the next training session, the next game.
Last year's Leinster Championship ultimately ended in disappointment. The last two we've lost to Kilkenny, obviously, in the final. Last year in particular, it was a game that was almost won but snatched away from us in the end.
Yeah, no, it was very disappointing. But we look back at the Leinster campaign last year compared to the previous year, you know, I think it was moving in the right direction, and it was positive. And as you said, look, nearly there, but unfortunately, as we've seen even in the league final, you don't have Kilkenny bet until they're on the bus. And it was similar to this year's league final, where they came flying back into the game. So yeah, that was disappointment. But as I said, look, it is a new year, you know, we're hoping we're improving the whole time. I think the changes we've made in the backroom team have definitely added to it. Eamon and Johnny are really bringing a great energy and great drive and enthusiasm to it, and great knowledge as well. So that's very good. But this is about the players. Mm-hmm. And I just feel that the group and the team and the connection within the group is very strong. And I feel there's something that's bubbling nicely. And I think, you know, I think a couple of big performances will give us something extra to bring to the championship fair as well. And, you know, hopefully the lads can do that.
You said it, this is obviously about the players, but you've kept the same squad since the league, and nobody has been let go. As you know, sometimes when the league comes to an end, there might be changes to the panel, but that hasn't happened in this case.
Yeah, and we did consider it, Niall, to be honest with you. But however, when you see the way the players, to a man, apply themselves and the commitment they're doing, it's very hard. And I think they're all contributing something to the group. And if you're contributing something to the group, and if you're giving a good energy and a good drive, and, like, there is lads that are going to be disappointed, but I don't feel there's anyone there who's pulling negative energy from the group. And I think everyone is very focused on what we want to do this year and the way we want to go about it. And for that reason, we feel we've a very strong squad and group. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to getting going with everyone now as well involved.
You mentioned there's three home games as well. The first two are at home. So from a Galway supporters perspective, there's plenty of opportunity now to go out and see the team on home soil.
Yeah. No, look, we do really appreciate it. And I think in the Dublin game, in the National League, in the Limerick game, I could sense the crowd were very much had our back and were coming with us, and it's brilliant to have that. And as you said, in this competition, having three games at home does matter. And we do very much appreciate the sport, because we know there's a lot of sport going on and there's a lot of games going on, but we do very much appreciate that support. And I think the players do as well. And you know, the players are doing everything that's asked of themselves, and every one of them really want to put on that Galway jersey and represent it with pride. And I think that's what we're hoping we'll see from them.
Finally, before I let you go on a different theme, with obviously the Munster Championship starts as well. Limerick are going for five in a row. I know your own Kilkenny team that you played in won four, just didn't get over the line in the five. I know it's a difficult thing to do, but they are the standard bearers, and no doubt, until they're beaten, essentially, they are the favourites for the year ahead.
Absolutely, there's no doubt about it, you know. And you know, they are the top dogs. And you know, when they have everyone back on their feet, on the team, have everyone there, they are the team to beat. And there's no doubt that hasn't changed for me with what's happened. So I think it'll be very interesting, Munster campaign. I think the Leinster campaign will be interesting as well. So yeah, it's a big year. It's a big year for them. However, they definitely have tools that can do it. But I said, from our perspective, it's a distance into the future that we'd be thinking about that. So it's a testament, I think, to that team that they are going for this great achievement. And it'll be interesting to see how the year look. It's championship, so everyone looks forward to seeing what's going to come. And I'm sure there'll be ups and downs as we go along.